Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's an absolutely amazing time or way to start off a Friday afternoon on Friday's edition of Spectrum. Sersa Chaba and Dineo, Beautiful Survivor is the title of that song. I think it's a good way to start off my afternoon and kind of should set the tone. Our Candy Staten and the likes, just to let you know that, listen, it's Friday. Very good afternoon to you. If you've just joined in, for the next 2 hours, I will be driving you home. I will be driving you to work, wherever you're going, even if you're doing your last minute Friday shopping, because I know some people don't cook on weekends. So Friday, they run out to the shops and get something really quick to eat on a Friday. So wherever you're going, one thing I promise to do is to be your daily companion. Of course, it is Radio Pulpit and we are your daily companion. And starting off the afternoon, we're starting it on a very good note. You might have heard, in fact, you might have followed with us, the Pitch Your Business competition. And the great news is that finally the winners were announced two nights ago. Yeah. Not last night, but the night before. That was on Wednesday evening. And with me this evening, I got the winner. Boo, 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 boo. Time for celebrations. And with me on the line this afternoon, I've got Bandile Shoba. Bandile, good afternoon. Welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Thank you.
Lovely to have you with me in studio this afternoon, I must say. Now, Bandile is, I don't know if I should call you the founder and CEO. You know these big titles for these companies. The founder and the visionary behind Smart Living, which is a modern student accommodation brand that's dedicated to redefining student living through comfort, security, and innovation. Located in Potchefstroom, it offers furnished rooms equipped with study desks, wardrobes, fridges, and high-speed Wi-Fi to create an ideal environment for academic success. With advanced biometric access, 24-hour security, and community-focused spaces, Smart Living ensures a safe and connected lifestyle. Its mission is to provide affordable, high-quality housing that supports both academic and personal growth, positioning Smart Living as the preferred choice for students seeking independence, convenience, and a sense of belonging. Now, looking back, Bandile, from June to now, what has the journey through the competition taught you about entrepreneurship?
It has to be perseverance. You have to be patient when it comes to entrepreneurship, you know. You have to be innovative, you know, because it's like you first need to identify the gap for you to be able to come up with an idea of what you want to do. So yeah. I think I have to identify, like, the gap in the market.
Yeah.
And, sorry?
No, I'm saying yeah.
Yes, I had to identify the gap in the market and like be able to innovate something that is in demand and has a longevity.
All right. Now, speaking of innovation, what was the most challenging part of competing against other innovative entrepreneurs throughout the competition?
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
What is the most challenging part of competing against other innovative entrepreneurs throughout the competition?
Well, I think, like, listening to their ideas and, like, falling in love and see that they have, like, valid ideas. Mm-hmm. So I think that was, like, a challenge that, oh, okay, that is, like, very valid and that has, like, high chances of winning the competition. So I think that was like the challenge.
Now tell me, Bandile, what was there an aha moment during this phase that confirmed your business could genuinely make an impact?
Sorry?
Was there like that aha moment, you know, where you came to a realization during this phase that confirmed that your business could actually make an impact?
The aha moment.
Yeah.
I think it was when I received the message that I was selected for top six. I think that was like an aha moment for me. And having to conduct a survey with the students of Northwest University, I think that was the aha moment that, yeah, I can actually create an impact, because I was, like, the idea that I had, like, it was, like, built around the 6 key gaps in the market. So I think it was the aha moment for me.
And which part of your business model changed the most after applying what you learned from this training?
Changed the what?
Which part of your business model changed the most after you applied, after applying what you learned from the training?
I think there has to be what set my business model apart from my competitors. I think that is what set, like, what is unique about my business model. Why would people choose me instead of my competitors?
Oh, wow. Tell me now, how did the training actually help you better understand your target customers, which are, in this case, students, and their specific needs?
I think it helped me to... Sorry, can you repeat your question?
How did the training help you better understand your target customers and their specific needs?
I think having to do a survey, so that everything that I present in the competition is something that is legit. Having to, like, understand their own needs, like, not me assuming what, like, the problems that the students are facing. Yeah, I think, yeah, that was the thing.
All right, interesting. And lastly, Bandile, what are some of the biggest challenges that students face in finding safe and affordable accommodation? And how does smart living address them?
I think receiving, like, an acceptance letter from the university, later, I'm talking from experience. Now it's like most of residences are full, so it's like, you are forced to take any thing that comes your way because you want a roof over your head. So I think that is the most challenging thing, that you just have to take anything that comes your way. You don't have to like, go to the address and then just look if you are happy or you are not happy about it. You just have to take it because it's late. So if you don't take it, you might not have a place to stay.
Yeah, really hectic. Bandile, thank you so much for your time. It's really been a great conversation, and congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
God bless and have a great one.
You are loved more than you will ever know. Choose Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Choose love.
Are you part of our WhatsApp channel yet? Where we send you the word for today directly to your mobile for free every morning. The word for today is available in English and Afrikaans in text and audio format through our WhatsApp channel. To receive the link to become part of our WhatsApp channel, simply WhatsApp the letters RK to 082-657-2729 and we will forward it to you. Let's enjoy and spread God's word together.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.